BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hi, here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, we play the online quiz, which member of the Saturdays are you, with Rochelle off the Saturdays, but which one should... Blah. Hello, here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, not even Tuesday. Hello, here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, we play which member of the Saturdays are you, with Rochelle off of the Saturdays, but which one should... Well, hello, here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, we play... Hello, here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, we play which member of the Saturdays are you, with Rochelle from the Saturdays, but which one will she be? My new favourite TOWIE-inspired shop, The Only Way Is Fish. Chris tells us another strange story about his weird friend. Greg James comes along to play a very professional round of Real or No Real. And Alex Turner, Arctic Monkeys at the Brits. Discuss.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Keep these.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Not feeling or looking my best.
Come on, man, that's not how you start a show.
But it's good. Good afternoon, this is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. How are you feeling, Chris?
I'm feeling good. How are you?
Good night at the Brits last night?
It was really good fun.
Did you get over-emotional? I wasn't with you.
I did, yeah. Well, you know me, I'll always be over-emotional in those kind of times. Because it's like a proper honour being there.
Absolutely. I mean, who gets to do that? It's incredible. Favourite moment of the night?
I don't know. I mean, like, so many of the performances were amazing. I genuinely don't know which one would be my favourite. I think Rudimental were probably my favourite.
That was good. But I enjoyed Ellie as well. It was really good.
Yeah.
And obviously Beyonce.
Well, there you go. So you can't really pick a favourite, can you?
It's so much better than last year.
Hmm.
Very good. I love the pictures of Beyonce getting on her private jet, still in the dress. Like, was out of the country before the show even finished.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I mean, that's how someone like her should roll.
Yeah,
though.
Absolutely. Just trainers and the same dress. And just like a little overcoat on a private jet. Mate, you need to get some of this new aftershave I wear. Last night, I was on. So, let me just run you through the list of ladies that loved what I smelt like last night. Fern Cotton.
Yeah.
Emma Willis. Kimberly Walsh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. That's one of girls allowed.
But did you ask them? Were you like,
No.
I smell good? Or did they just come up to you and were like...
Absolutely unannounced.
Really?
So they're like, oh, you smell really good. I was like, thanks. It's the new catnip for women.
Well, it must be.
They go crazy for it. Also, thanks very much for making a scene on the London Underground yesterday. Just remember that. We got some clips of this. Right, okay, we'll play it next. Awful.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Yeah, thanks very much, mate, for last night.
Well, come on. I mean, it was an amazing sight to see a famous person on the train like that. You were only talking about it yesterday.
Seriously. Okay, right, so me and you have got the London Underground so many times and you never make a fuss.
I know.
But when other people from Radio 1 are there, you make it a real thing that I'm on the tube.
Do you know
now,
what it is?
I get the tube all the time.
You do. To be fair to you, you do. But only yesterday on the show, you were talking about celebrities that just get the Underground on the day of the Brits.
Yeah, oh, look at me. I'm normal. I'm on the tube. Yeah, but you don't do it normally, do you?
But the thing is, yesterday you were a celebrity on the train. So it looked like you were doing what you accuse other people of doing.
But I do it all the time, so I'm not. That's not the thing.
On Brits Day, you become a cliche, don't you?
Well, why do I?
Well, because you're a famous person on the train going to the Brits.
Everyone, like, it's a lot quicker and cheaper and easier to get the London Underground. That's what you should do. But if you're a celebrity, if you're Rihanna, you're never, ever going to get the tube. You're only doing it for publicity.
Well, that's why...
Or Beyonce.
The thing is, but everyone yesterday who saw you thought you were doing it for publicity.
Well, and that's so because you shouted out.
Well, exactly. So I wanted people to... I just wanted to draw attention to you, really.
Is this the clip now?
Ladies and gentlemen, can I just draw your attention to Scott Mills from Radio 1 on the London Underground? Like everyone else. Scott Mills!
On the Underground.
On the Underground.
Who's that?
Man of the people.
Man of the people, everyone. Scott Mills.
Who's that random that joined in? Man of the people.
It was great, because it was a busy carriage and everyone just turned around and looked at you.
We're working on getting the video on the Radio 1 Twitter, but literally, I look the most embarrassed I've ever looked. I
I just want the floor to open up and swallow me. In fact, I do actually sink to the floor in embarrassment.
You love it, really.
I don't love it.
You love the attention.
And also, I thought that was the end of it.
No, no, no. We did it again on the massive escalator.
On the way up?
Yeah.
Man of the people, Scott Mills, everybody. Man of the people.
Shut up.
He's got a travel card.
Shut up.
Scott Mills.
You don't know when, but you're going to get payback for this.
I can't wait for people to see the video.
It's just like you and me.
Awful.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So you're an idiot today.
I'm an idiot today. Why?
I've just seen Twitter.
So the video's up.
Yeah, sure.
Of you riding the tube.
Not even funny, is
it? Hashtag Mills on tube.
Why is that funny? Not funny, though, is it?
It's just the celebrity thing to do when you go to the Brits. Look like a man of the people.
I do it all the time.
Just like an everyday normal person.
I do it all the time. And also, I do it with you all the time. So why are you making an issue of it now?
Anyway, it's on Twitter now if people want to see.
All right, OK. So I'm going to play A Great Big World. And also, I'm going to play Deaf Havana. And we've got Rochelle from The Saturdays on to play Which Member of The Saturdays Are You? Quiz. Now, we've done this before with Tristan from The Vamps. He came out as Bradley. And Josh, you meet at six, came out as Max. So I don't know, like, I'm doubting the authenticity of these now. There's the ones you find on, like, loads of internet sites, loads of teen mags, the which member of whatever group are you? We'll play it next with a member of an actual band.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Normally at this time, we'd be getting ready for Innuendo Bingo because it's Thursday. Thanks for noticing that it's not on today. That's because tomorrow we're bringing you a special one as part of Access All Areas, and we'll be wearing the head cam tomorrow.
Mm.
So you'll be able to see what it's like actually playing Innuendo Bingo in the studio, because Chris will have a head cam on his head, and if you're watching on the Radio 1 website, you will see what it's like to give and also to receive the water.
It's a POV. It's, yeah. You know, you'll see it exactly how I see it.
So that'll be on the Radio 1 website tomorrow at 1:45, Innuendo Bingo, and you'll be able to see it as Chris sees it. Do you need a hug?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you do.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Rochelle off for Saturdays.
Hi, Scott.
How you doing?
Radio 1. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. I feel fine. You didn't go to the Brits,
sure
did you?
No, I was on mum duty. Marvin went though, and he's also not feeling the best. He's actually not up yet.
Amazing.
So, really good. Yeah.
So, Rochelle, we're going to play Which Member of the Saturdays Are You? You must have seen these quizzes on the internet.
Yeah, I have. I've never taken one, so this should be very interesting.
So you've never done a Which Member of the Saturdays quiz?
No, funny enough, I haven't.
Well, you could be any of
Frankie, Molly, Una, Vanessa, Rochelle.
So let's find out.
I'm just trying to think which one I want to be.
Who would you like to be in an ideal world?
In an ideal world, I think I would like to be Vanessa.
Who would you least like to be?
I'd probably least like to be... No, wait.
Oh. I thought we were going to get a scoop then.
I know you did.
Okay, Rochelle, let's play Which Member of the Saturdays Are You? What's your favourite colour? Orange, yellow, blue, pink, green?
Green.
Green. Okay, I'll put you down for green.
Is that question meant to have any kind of meaning to it? Do the colours represent different things?
I don't know.
No, I just know in the first video I wore a green dress, so if it's based on a quiz, it'll probably be green for me.
All right, thanks for that insider
tactical
info.
Tactical for me.
What's your favourite Saturday song to make out to? Just Can't Get Enough, All Fired Up, Work, Gentlemen, Disco Love.
None of the above.
Oh.
No, you can't do that. You've got to pick one.
You've never made out to a Saturday song?
No, Marvin's really vain. We're only allowed to out there.
Okay, good.
Okay, I'll go work. I'll go work.
Work. Okay. It's quite upbeat, isn't it?
On balance, it's probably easier to make out to a JLS song than it is a Saturday song, though.
Why?
Well, yeah. I mean, the only ballad we really have is Issues, and I'm not sure I want that on when I'm making
exactly.
out.
Exactly. No. That's such a good point. Whereas JLS, they've got all the smooth grooves.
Yeah, true. It's more. It is kind of more revolving bed music,
yes.
isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Probably. All right, so I'll put you down for work. You and the rest of the Saturdays are having a pyjama party. Do you suggest you have a pillow fight, sing karaoke into your hairbrush, give each other makeovers, tell ghost stories, watch girly movies?
Give each other makeovers.
Okay. Have you ever had a pillow fight out of interest?
That is so lame, isn't it? Give each other makeovers at a pyjama party of the Saturday.
I know.
They blatantly have had a pillow fight before, right? We had a
photo shoot once, and we actually broke the bed.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, we were doing a magazine cover, and they were like, okay, now we want you to do like a pillow fight thing, and we're not as graceful as everyone, I think, hoped. And the bed broke. And we were renting like some really rich guy's mansion, and he stormed straight upstairs, and we all hid.
But which?
It was quite an experience.
Who broke the bed?
Yeah, who was it?
Name names.
No, all of us.
Well,
probably me, actually, if I'm honest.
It wasn't. It was definitely one of you, and you know who it is, but you're just not telling us.
No, we were all bouncing on the bed.
Okay. Anyway, getting back to it, I'll put you down for girly makeovers, right?
Okay, yeah.
Right. What best describes your perfect boyfriend? Tall, slim and passionate with good hair. A cute boy in a band who loves to rock out. Someone sporty. I like a guy to be fit. The super sweet, nice guy who takes care of me. Or the smooth hottie with the cheesy lines.
Probably the last one.
Yeah.
Plenty of cheesy lines.
I'll put you down for cheesy lines. Would that describe Marv, do you think?
Well, I mean, it describes Marv. It wouldn't usually be my go-to when I was single. You know,
right.
But Marv's definitely got the cheesy lines. So
which one would you have chosen if you were single?
If I was single, probably, was there a bad guy option?
Oh, okay. There really wasn't, actually.
No, okay.
No, but that's what you would have chosen.
Bad to cheesy lines.
That's just growing up.
I think it's probably best.
Sorry, Scott, I'm quite intrigued to know Marvin's cheesy lines. Like, do you know any of them?
No, he's just very, like...
He's just smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
He knows what you want to hear. He's not silly.
Yeah. Bless him. Okay. He'll be loving this, but he's asleep, so he can't hear you.
Yeah, same.
What's your favourite band? The Saturdays, the Saturdays, the Saturdays, or JLS?
Well, the Saturdays.
Okay, I'll put you down for the Saturdays. All right. Wait there, Rochelle. We're just working out which member of the Saturdays are you. We're just... Just adding it all up.
Frankie, Molly, Una, Vanessa, Rochelle.
Okay, Rochelle, you ready?
I'm ready. I'm worried I'm not anyone.
What do you mean?
No, you've got to be someone. Saturdays.
Oh, okay. Go on, hit me with it.
Okay, so Chris has been adding it all up from the answers you gave. And Rochelle from the Saturdays. Which member of the Saturdays are you?
Frankie.
Oh, damn it. I want it to be me.
No one's ever them.
Oh.
No. I don't know why.
It's weird, isn't it?
That is strange.
Yeah, so you're most like Frankie. That's the member of the Saturdays that you are.
Oh, okay, perfect. All right, I won't complain with that. I'm cool with that. Although I did want to be Vanessa, didn't I? So.
You did. Well, last week we spoke to the Vamps and Tristan was... most like Brad.
Bradley.
Right, okay.
And Josh from You Me at Six was Max from the band.
Oh, okay, good. So it's not just me.
No. But congratulations, okay, you're Frankie. Ring her and tell her.
Thanks, I'll call her. I'm sure this will make her day.
Yeah, definitely.
Frankie, I'm you.
I'm starting to think these online quizzes are a load of rubbish. Are you?
Just a tad. Ugh. Oh, no, actually, no, I won't say that if it's from our website. Really good.
Yeah, really good.
Are you happy or disappointed that you're actually more like Frankie than yourself?
I'll go with that.
Yeah.
I'll go with that.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Good to speak to you, Rochelle, and say hi to Marv when he makes up.
I will. I'm not expecting it for a little while.
Hey, we're going to play your new track now.
Thank you.
Not giving
up. Thank you so much for that.
By the Saturdays. I'm playing it now.
Yep.
Love you, bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I want to discuss with you another weird thing that one of my friends does.
Oh, okay. Am I feeling too rough for this today?
I don't know. I find this weird. So this is the same person.
Is it? Okay. Is it a friend or is it you?
No. Genuinely is a friend. It's a girl I know.
Sure.
And it's the same person who goes to the hairdressers with a picture of their dog to get the exact right colour for her hair.
So this is the girl that takes the picture of the dog and says, can you make my hair look the same colour as the dog?
Exactly. And she told me something else, which I find incredibly weird. And again, I think this is a good platform to kind of decide whether it is weird or just a thing that lots of people do.
Not convinced it's not you.
It's definitely not me. No, it's definitely not me, because I haven't got a pet. And what she does is this involves her pet. And
there you go.
She... I probably shouldn't be saying it.
Is it going to make me feel sick?
No, it won't. So she was telling me, and I think this is weird, she was telling me that she puts chocolate drops, like these little chocolates, between her toes and then gets the dog to lick them from between her toes because it feels nice. It's like a sort of kind of massage kind of situation.
That's horrible.
Involving the dog.
The dog is licking her toes.
I don't think there's anything wrong about it because technically everyone's a winner here. The dog is getting the chocolates. My friend is getting her
toes
licked.
That's horrible. By her dog! It's like when I see, you know, when you see dogs like going all over someone's face. That's actually disgusting. I know it's your dog, but think about where its tongue's been. Absolutely everywhere. Mm. And now it's on your face.
So I'm just interested to know,
so
I
horrible.
Guess, if other people do this. Or if I
do
should...
Do other people... Right, okay. You realise what you've just said? Do other people put chocolate drops between their toes and get their dog to lick them out?
I think that's... yeah, so I... she does this, and I just want to know if it's weird or not. I think it's weird. I think the situation's very odd.
Okay, I'm going to play a song now.
Must point out, a few people are saying that obviously chocolate's bad for... These are like, you can buy them in pet stores. They're like the proper, like, doggy chocolates, they're called.
Oh, that's all right then. Perfectly normal.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Contains a little drop for me.
BBC Radio 1, Vampire Weekend, Unbelievers.
This is great.
This is so horrible. I wish we'd never gone down this road. It's so horrible.
I love this.
Oh, I don't like it.
Oh,
no, man. There's some really horrible text coming in now. Why do people do that?
Lots of people do.
People let their dogs lick their toes. Really wish we hadn't gone down this. It's horrible. I mean, I can't read some of them out.
It's an interesting talking point, though, isn't it? It's an interesting discussion to be had.
Just trying to ring people back and they're not answering the phone. I wouldn't answer the phone if I was you. I'd be ashamed. 2:45 today. Something I've noticed in Essex that we need to talk about.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Chris. Nice to see you sober.
Nice to see you sober. I'm not going to be... I'm not going to beat around the bush on this. I feel a bit sick now.
Do you?
I'm not going to lie. I had a couple of drinks last night at the Brits. I don't want to hear, Warren, about your cat licking your armpit.
I actually don't. Do you think this was the wrong thing for me to bring up?
Maybe today, yes.
I see.
Has your friend been on? Has she heard what you've been saying on the radio?
I don't think so yet, because I would think she wouldn't be happy with me...
Sorry, I've just seen another text. Yes?
Wouldn't be happy with me telling the nation about this.
Right, this goes out everywhere.
I know.
Everywhere.
But as long as no one tells her, that doesn't matter.
Right, like Bex in Worcester. My dogs can't wait for me to take my socks off so they can lick my feet. Right, you see what I mean?
It is a bit grim.
It's really grim. I'm feeling quite nauseous.
You know that video that's gone up of you on the underground? Quite controversial because obviously you don't get the train very
only
often.
I do all the time.
As a publicity stunt yesterday before the Brits.
Not a publicity stunt!
Like other famouses, you decided to get the train because you know it makes the press. Because
right, okay.
They
so
love to
what
run
did
a
I,
story.
What did I say yesterday about how I don't like it when people do that? Because they're obviously just doing it for publicity. Mm. Like Rihanna on the tube.
Fine.
Or Chris Martin with Jay-Z on the tube. Well, look at us, we're normal, are you not?
Fine. And then you went and did it. So you're the same.
Well, I'm not. I just got the tube with you yesterday. It's not the same thing. It's not the same.
So I wanted to help you get recognised. So I decided to shout about you. And anyway, the video's up. It's on the Radio 1 Facebook right now and the Radio 1 Twitter. And it's getting so many likes. I think people just really like to see that you're a man of the people.
Dying of embarrassment. Shut up, man of the people.
Ugh. Mills on Tube.
Hello, Kyle.
Hello.
You all right?
Yes, not too bad.
What's going on?
Just sitting in my van in work.
Okay, what's this call about, please? Is it about dogs?
Yes, it's about my strange dog.
Is it the dog that's strange there, or is it you?
No, it's definitely the dog.
Yes?
Yes, he likes to take my socks off when I come home from work and start licking my toes.
Nice to hear from you.
Nice to see you, Simon. Yeah. Oh, good. Right, let's get rid of him.
Right. No, I think obviously lots of people do this kind of thing.
How did this happen? It's because of your weird mate with the chocolate drops between her toes.
Mm. She's not alone.
I know. I'm getting all the texts and I want them to stop immediately.
The dog takes the socks off.
No, I know. The dog's really keen for it. Actually takes the socks off and then licks.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, there's something going on in Essex at the moment which I want to talk about.
What's that?
So, everything is to do with TOWIE at the moment, I've noticed. Now, TOWIE has got its Series 11. God, Series 11, starting on Sunday on ITV2. We had Diags and Lauren in earlier this week. She was pleased. Loved getting wet and doing a bingo. I've been to Essex a fair bit recently, and in fact, I recently had a tan. And do you know what the shop was called?
Is it something Only Way Is Essex related?
The Only Tan Is Essex. That's what it was called.
Does that even work? I suppose it does.
I've also seen a shop called The Only Way Is Cycling.
Right.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just getting a bit much. And now, found this yesterday, a shop called
The Only Way Is
Fish.
Really?
It's a fish and chip shop.
So is everything in Essex now The Only Way Is?
There's a lot of it about. Well, that's a stupid name, isn't it?
The Only Way Is Fish.
It's just a regular fish and chip shop.
Hmm.
Obviously, they're big fans of the show. But it's on a high street. I've got a picture.
Right, okay. And I'm fascinated by this. So is it like really, it's not an official
I don't
shop,
think it's
surely,
TOWIE yeah. endorsed. God, I hope TOWIE aren't listening. Yeah,
I don't
shut
know.
Them down. you can't use that name. Sorry, bye.
But I can see why they're trying to take advantage because it's obviously a big thing in Essex, but the only way is fish.
The thing is, I'm not sure it's only fish they do. Right. So would you mind ringing them?
Yeah,
is that all right? I'm going to play Pitbull and Cashier and then just give them a ring because I want to go through the menu.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so I think this TOWIE thing's going a bit far in Essex. There's now a fish and chip shop called The Only Way Is Fish. They've even got the same kind of logo. I put it on my Twitter. Can you ring him for me?
Yeah.
I'm putting him through now. Oh, that was quick.
The Only Way Fish?
Hello, is that the fish and chips?
I'm connected to it, mate. What's up?
Yeah. Got a question. Is The Only Way Fish?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, would you genuinely say The Only Way Is Fish? Because, you know, I see other places saying that The Only Way Is Up or The Only Way Is Shoes, The Only Way Is Sausage. You know what I mean? In Essex, it's quite a big thing. I just wanted to see if you genuinely believe The Only Way Is Fish.
It's a fish and chip shop that's called The Only Way Is Fish, so...
I've not been yet.
Pie and mash as well.
You do pie and mash as well?
Yeah, London pie and mash as well.
Even though The Only Way Is Fish?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay. So, should it not say The Only Way Is Pie and mash?
Probably and not, fish. We do The Only Way Is Fish, and we do pie and mash.
Okay, cool. And then, do you name the pies after cast members as well? I've got a few suggestions.
Okay, go on.
Instead of Lauren Pope, you could have Lauren Pollock and chips.
That's a good one. Yeah, well done.
The Only Way Is Fish, except every now and then where a pie is the only way.
That's it, definitely.
Yeah, cool. All right then, mate. Thanks a lot.
Cheers. Bye.
See you soon. Bye. I feel quite like the Towie-inspired names.
It really exists.
Yeah, it's, I told you, it's a real thing. I've seen it. Put it on my Twitter. Anyway, it's fish, apart from pie sometimes. I like that it's London pie and mash as well. Taste of London.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Alex Turner made me feel really thick last night.
Are you talking about his speech?
Yeah.
Oh, it was weird.
I don't understand.
That rock and roll, eh? That rock and roll, it just won't go away. It'll, might hibernate from time to time and sink back into the swamp.
Anyone?
What?
Anyone?
It was so weird.
Anybody?
I think the cyclical nature of the universe in which it exists demands it adheres to some of its rules. But it's always waiting there just around the corner.
One person going, whoop! Just the one.
Yeah, my favourite is the bandmates behind him just having to stand there kind of going, huh?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Greg James has brought his hangover bag in. Oh, yeah?
You can sort of see through it.
Sarah Cox used to bring those in all the time. You can tell it's from a newsagent. Do you know the bags I mean, the stripy ones? Mm. Sometimes blue. Newsagent bags.
Got
the can of Coke.
Tablets.
Yeah, you've got your headache tablets in there. You all right, Greg?
All right. Yeah. Actually, it's, can I say it's not mine?
Oh, sure.
That's the bad news. It's assistant producer on the show, Travis's.
Oh.
He walked in earlier with it.
You can always tell. Like,
well, I don't know what to say.
Mm. So, 3:40, Greg James is playing Real or No Real.
Oh, yes.
Is that all right? Can you come back for that? Yeah. See you in a bit, then. It's Scott. So, Headcam is tomorrow. All through the show, we'll be wearing a headcam so you can see what happens on the Radio 1 website. It's going
to
be good.
How do you want to do this? Do you want me to wear it looking at you? Or
I'd quite like to wear it sometimes because it looks cool.
It does look cool. But the thing is with it, it's got a camera pointing at you and away from you, actually. So it doesn't really matter which one of us wears it. But if you wear it, it looks quite silly because it's attached to your head.
I mean, it's not subtle in any way. So you can see what happens to get right to the heart of the action tomorrow on BBC Radio 1. Headcam day, that includes innuendo bingo, so you'll be able to see what it's like to get it in the face.
POV.
POV. Hey, Greg.
Hi.
It's time for Real or No Real. What was your highlight of last night, please? Don't say meeting Darius.
The... I thought Disclosure were really good.
Yeah.
I thought they were good.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was like on TV, but I really enjoyed...
Was Pharrell good?
We missed Pharrell.
I wasn't aware. I can't remember that one myself.
Did we miss Pharrell, Scott?
I think we did. Yeah.
Well, we both went outside for air.
Yeah, we did.
I heard he was brilliant.
Yeah. I've seen it since. It was good. But good.
Missed the best performance. done us.
Well done to us. And how is Darius? What's he up to these days?
Why have you got a photo with Darius as well?
I just had a look.
Well, random.
I just had a look through my phone and there's a picture of me.
Oh, actually, that's a good idea. I'm going to do that now.
The singer Ray Morris, you know, who sings on the Bombay Bicycle Club track.
Yeah,
and Darius.
That is a good idea. I've not yet done that.
In a scarf.
Go through the phone, see the pictures.
He's in a scarf and a brown bomber jacket. He was really nice.
I'm obsessed with pictures of Katie Wastel going to the after shows.
I saw your tweet about that.
So good.
They are amazing, aren't they?
I know. And how? It's incredible.
There's loads of them, and there's. I mean, from all angles.
Fair play to her. Still doing it.
Still got it.
She's still...
Hang on. Didn't you... You hooed her, and then she tweeted back, thanks.
I know.
She understands the...
That awkward moment where you hoo someone, and they're like, thanks. Awful. Okay, let's play Real or No Real. So, Greg's here. Chris is here. Our live announcer is here. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, good. Mm. And here's today's Real or No Real...
Danny Howard was spectacularly late for last night's Brit Awards and missed all but the last 15 minutes of the ceremony.
Very Howard, if true.
Very Howard.
Always late.
Oh, Howard.
Oh, wow.
Now, why would he be so late? Would he be doing a gig somewhere else? And he'll be doing a gig.
He might have been entertaining a lady.
Why does it always come down to why?
It's Howard, isn't it?
Might have been dyeing his hair.
Doesn't die as
it hadn't, maybe it hadn't set.
Yeah.
So you couldn't leave the house until
it's
set.
Not ready.
It hasn't set.
He can't leave the house until he's got his USB stick of tunes and his hair is set.
Do you think he's like over the sink wearing them gloves off of Mum's to get the dye just right?
Yeah. You've got to do it somehow, haven't you?
Danny Howard, spectacularly late for the Brits. Cal Surprise, real or no real?
It's got to be real.
Real.
That one is real.
Surprise.
Yeah. Always late for everything.
The Brits.
I know.
Well, he saw the last 15 minutes and we didn't.
Yeah, so same. Next.
Mylene Klass was seen at last night's Brit Awards with a serious case of visible panty line.
Oh, VPL. VPL,
darling.
She was quite next to me, actually. Quite near me. Quite next.
She was quite next to you.
Quite near me.
The visible panty line, now, is that a fashion faux pas? Because I thought that was just a good thing. I thought that was like part of the...
Babes, when is VPL a good thing?
Part of the fashion?
I don't know. It might. Well, some people... Aluna from Aluna George was walking around with her bra out.
Yeah. Mm. And some people allude to it. Aluna alluded to it, maybe.
Aluna George.
You know, where you sort of... You know, you're not being over about it, but you want to show off. You people pay good money for some of this underwear, you know.
What
I'm saying, Aluna alluded.
Scott's fallen asleep. Where's the music?
Anyway.
You're all talking absolute rubbish. I'm just saying.
VPL, mining class. Now doesn't she advertise underwear?
Oh, shut up.
Just answer real or no real.
Do you even want to play this game then? I mean, we can just stop
interest.
Now. Well, let's stop then. What's
no,
the
I want to no. play it. Hey, okay. I want to play.
All right. Mining class, real or no real? Well,
real.
No real. No real.
That one's
say,
real.
I can't even say real.
It's real. Okay.
Oh, yeah, you can see I've got a picture here. Yeah. Oh, dear. That is a faux pas.
What was she thinking, Hoop of Horror?
What was she thinking?
And next.
Would you like me to rattle through quickly?
No, no, no. It's okay. I'm back in the game now.
I like that he's real.
Yeah, he's on.
Hello. During the rush to get her...
He can't do it.
Oh,
do your warming up exercises, love. There we are. And again, go.
During the rush... To, during,
that's on the radio.
This is currently on the radio.
Very well. Okay. During the rush to get back to her seat before the end of the first advert break at last night's Brit Awards, a music industry professional trod on Laura Mvula's dress, almost tearing it in two.
Got there in the end.
Easy for you to say.
Real.
Is that it? No discussion. Real. How quick would this game be if there's no discussion? Real. That was no. No way.
It was an interesting choice of dress. I thought.
I didn't see it. What was
it?
It
was
like a kind of
Google Mvula.
How do you spell Mvula?
Are you googling Mvula?
Is it M?
Like a white fairy dress.
Oh yeah.
The long tail.
It's good. What?
Kind of a long tail.
Oh.
The dress, obviously.
I think she's got a perfectly round hair, doesn't she?
Oh, God. This is awful. This is truly awful. This is the worst thing I've ever been involved in.
I just don't say what you see.
I really hope no one's listening.
No, don't worry, no one's listening.
Oh, she's got a perfectly round head, isn't she?
This is the worst.
Real or no real?
No real.
Real.
That one's real.
How many more now?
Two,
oh,
in
God.
Theory.
Two.
Okay, just do one. Okay.
One more and then we'll finish.
Play a song.
After the 2010 Brit Awards, Greg James phoned up his successor on the Radio 1 early breakfast show, Dev, to advise him that, in his day, presenters would get a taxi to work straight from Claridge's hotel.
This is real, and it's absolutely disgraceful. It's real.
How is it real? Oh, no, you haven't got it.
This is from where you called in. You both called in
what?
After the Brits.
Right, do you remember?
Yeah, we got the audio.
2010, 2011.
We were at my house.
Yeah. 4:15 in the morning, you called into Dev's show.
We tried to introduce the news.
I remember asking to introduce the news. Okay, here's Greg's taxi admission.
This, you know what? This time last year, Dev,
oh, no.
I limped onto the air on the early breakfast show.
About this time.
And I was a mess.
I think so.
But this time last year, I got my BBC taxi changed to pick me up at Claridge's.
Oh, God!
Oh, this is good.
Is you in the background going, yeah.
I know. Oh, okay. That one was obviously real. That one was real. At the end of that amazing round of Real or No Real on Radio 1, National Radio 1.
Sure on the score.
Well, now you don't know the flipping score either.
But I think I got 40 and Greg got 20.
Oh, bore off.
I enjoyed truly awful, awful radio.
I'm fading you out now. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you very much.
Tomorrow, we'll have the head cam on as part of Access All Areas so you can get right to the action and see what it looks like in the studio. That will also be on for Innuendo Bingo tomorrow. Watch it at 1:45.
I've got one more real, no real for you.
Right.
Here we go.
Go on, then.
Just 4 minutes ago, Scott Mills fell asleep at his desk.
Real. During a link.
Just a little nap I had there.
Fell asleep during a game. Actual asleep.
Only the second time I've fallen asleep live on Radio 1.
Jeez.
That's quite a good. It's been on a while.